without a doubt, I think that complications are the most interesting and cool mechanical feature of the story path system. And I think that they are so perfectly realized in the Trinity Continuum version of Story Path that it just makes for so many interesting effects that can be utilized by the system to tell stories narratively. Hey, welcome back to Trinity Continuum Airwaves. My name's Corey Reynolds. I'm the host of this podcast, which is all about the Trinity Continuum. And as I said, I'm loving this complications idea. The fact that you can succeed on an action, but if you don't roll enough successes, some other thing, some other bad complicating effect might happen to you, even though you succeed at the action. And I found this to be a cool mechanic all along as I've read through Trinity, as I've read through parts of They Came From Beneath the Sea. But really what stuck out to me today as I'm reading through the Powers chapter of the Aberrant book, loving the Aberrant book, by the way, I come across just the very beginning of that section where it's telling you what you're going to see in each one of the Powers entry. And it talks about duration of the powers. And one of the ones there is concentration. If you concentrate on the power, you'll be able to keep it going. And it uses the complication mechanic in order to fuel this thing so that the number of powers that you have with a concentration duration active becomes then a complication that you have to buy off in order to succeed at other actions. And if you don't buy off that complication, the power fizzles out. I mean, this is one of the best implementations of the idea of concentrating on something that I think I've ever seen in any game's mechanics. The fact that you can continue and succeed at the thing that you want to do, but if you don't roll enough successes, you might have to forget about the thing that you're concentrating on. It is very, very cool. And I guess supposedly you could buy off the complication and fail the action if you wanted to keep the power going. Does that work mechanically? Can you just buy off a complication and then fail at the action? That's an interesting question. It's one that I don't have an immediate answer to in my mind, but would be worth asking maybe on the official Discord or something like that. But anywho, a lot of awesome stuff in the Aberrant book. I'm reading through the Powers now, loving these things, and my mind is just kicking off with all kinds of ideas of how to implement these powers across the board. And I even have a challenge related to this as we get a little deeper into the show, so stay tuned for that. But first of all, there has been some interesting movements on the Aether front this week. In the Monday meeting notes, which actually came out on Tuesday, Rich did say that they are not quite sure yet which crowdfunding campaign they are going to use for Trinity Continuum Aether. It may be Kickstarter, as so many of their crowdfunding campaigns have been, or it may be Indiegogo. As we've just gotten finished with the Exalted Exigence campaign on Indiegogo, they may have found that that was fairly successful and want to just go ahead and roll with Indiegogo for Trinity Continuum Aether. I know that it was fairly simple. It wasn't maybe as easy as Kickstarter, mainly because of the way the payment is processed. It's processed up front with Indiegogo. If you've never done that before, you pick your perks and your add-ons and all that stuff, and then it charges you directly up front versus something like Kickstarter, which waits until the end of the campaign to charge you. So that may be an issue for you if you're going to back the Trinity Continuum Aether project, and why wouldn't you? Looks awesome. Matthew Dawkins just put out a second part to his six-part fiction series about Aether today, and that was super cool. We've been learning more and more about the Aethernauts, which I think is just an awesome word in and of itself, to think about these explorers who move through the Aether in order to get to Mars. And he even talked, they even brought up the idea that maybe we could be seeing a hollow Earth sort of a thing coming in Trinity Continuum Aether. You'll have to check out Dawkins's new post in order to see that. But yeah, looks like some of this journey to the center of the Earth kind of thing is going to be a part of Trinity Continuum Aether as well. So I can't tell you how excited I am for this game. It's really just shaping up to be, I think, maybe the coolest. And the powers that they keep talking about, you know, in the new fiction piece, you have Dr. Jekyll, who is able, of course, to, you know, kind of hulk out, essentially. But then also he's able to take a heat ray from a Martian by using the ether in his body to sort of form an armor of some kind. So we know there's travel, we know there's body manipulation, and we know there are things that work kind of like quantum powers almost in blocking, you know, death rays and heat rays and that kind of thing. So really interested to see how all these powers are going to work out. And honestly, I was thinking by adding all of this stuff into the universe, then essentially you can have a modern day Trinity Continuum game where the characters find a journal of one of these old Ethernauts from the 1890s and start putting two and two together and maybe figure out how to use it. Is that possible? Do the ether powers go away by some process later in the story that they're not addressable anymore? I don't know. But that, I mean, I'm sure in your game you could always include that if you wanted to. Maybe your modern day characters could figure out how to use some of these ether abilities. So anyway, all that stuff looks to be very, very cool. But let me come back to Trinity Continuum Aberrant for just a second, because like I said, I've been reading through this book. I've been having an absolute blast reading this thing. Some of the concepts and rules and mechanics and whatnot in this book are just mind-blowing in their simplicity and yet complexity and sophisticatedness, I guess you might say. And that's what's really genius about the perfect RPG systems. Like, the absolute best rules in a TTRPG are when the designer is able to do something complex with a very small amount of rules, or, you know, very small amount of math or something like that, and yet you're still able to make like a significant mechanical effect out of it. That to me is just genius. And I have seen games go from being, you know, the ultra complex when I was younger, you know, you see a lot of these, like the ice systems and GURPS and all that kind of stuff, go from like being very, very complex down to kind of oversimplifying it in the last 20 years or so, and now coming back to a sort of middle ground between overcomplicating and oversimplifying. And I think Trinity just threads that needle perfectly. It is monumentally less complex than something like Exalted 3rd Edition, and yet the rules could, I think, very easily contain that game as well. And so it does just a really good job there. But one of the things that just blew my mind as I was reading through the new systems chapter in Aberrant was this section on collateral damage. I mean, we all know it from superhero movies and comics and things like that, that when superheroes fight, they destroy things. Buildings fall down, cars get thrown, you know, all of these different kinds of things. Electrical discharges cause substations to explode and things like that. And so, you know, you need to model that in a comic book action type of game. And Trinity just addressed it head on and handled it with some of the most sophisticated finesse that I have ever seen with this idea of a collateral pool. A collateral pool that builds up over time as characters do various things like max out their powers or spend certain amounts of points and things like that. There are a few situations where you will put dice into the collateral pool, and all of those things make perfect sense. And then when the collateral pool hits 10 dice, you roll it. And the number of successes that come up, you use those, you spend those successes to buy off different sort of, I guess you call them stunts, because that's what we've been calling it in the rest of the game, you know. But you can, you know, spend a success to deal injury conditions to folks in the scene. You can spend successes to create hazards, or to incite mobs, or to knock people down, or to destroy objects in the field that you're in, or pin down people with falling debris. I mean, it's so cinematic, it's so picturesque, and it just does such a great job of just giving you really a toolbox as the story guide, a toolbox to just tell that story in an amazing way that really grabs the attention and really, really reflects the source material. So I am a huge fan of a collateral pool. Now I'm wanting to play Aberrant maybe even more than the other pieces, just because I want to get to one of these scenes where the characters are just duking it out, and I, as the story guide, just get to, you know, demolish the city or use their powers to demolish the city. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so I think that is super cool. Kudos, hats off to the developer who came up with the idea of the collateral pool, because that thing is perfection. And I can't wait to play it myself. But I talked earlier about maybe having a challenge. So as I'm reading through the book, and at the same time, I am watching the ending episodes of season 3 of The Boys, which I won't spoil anything for you. It's phenomenal. I can't really, you know, it's hard to recommend The Boys to people because the subject matter can be so ridiculously offensive to so many people. But I am loving The Boys. I don't know if that says something bad about me, but I'm loving it. These last few episodes, they have really been off the chain, but it makes me, you know, now reading Aberrant at the same time as watching this makes me want to do some Aberrant Boys crossover stuff. And so what I think would be sort of a cool challenge that I can give out to you guys as well is for the next episode of Trinity Continuum Airwaves, let's do this. Let's have a challenge to create two of the characters from The Boys. And if it goes well, we'll try some more in subsequent episodes. But I want to take two characters, Starlight and the Deep, and see if we can make them into Aberrant characters that faithfully reflect their powers, okay? Now, you're going to have the typical 150 experience points that you would at character creation for a Nova to create these. So I picked those two first because I thought those two characters, Starlight and the Deep, you could probably get them all sorted with the standard 150 experience points buy-in with Nova character creation. So that's the challenge. Create either the Deep or Starlight, or both, with 150 points, standard character generation. Really, we're not looking so much for what your attribute spread is, what your skill spread is, and any of that kind of stuff. What we're mainly looking for is what powers, what mega edges, mega attributes would you apply to these characters if you were going to make an Aberrant character to reflect either Starlight or the Deep, okay? So I'm going to do it. I'm asking you to do it. Here's how you can submit it to me. You can call into the show. Remember, our phone number is 678-369-3214. Call in anytime, by the way, day or night. It's just an internet answering machine. It will take your message. It will send me a copy of it, and I will put it in the show. So that number again, 678-369-3214. So just call that number and give your explanation of how you allocated your points to purchase those mega edges, mega attributes, and quantum powers for your character, your version of Starlight in the Deep. And I will also try to put something out on the Onyx Path Discord about this, and even in the very, very anemic Trinity Continuum subreddit. If you haven't gone over to the Trinity Continuum subreddit to join it yet, go do that. I didn't start the thing. It was already there with like two users when I got there, but there's like nothing there, right? So I would love to see the community really grab that Reddit and kick off with it. I know you guys are on the official Discord all the time. Discord is a great tool, whatnot, but it's also nice to have a Reddit presence. So I'm going to put a question out there on the Reddit. You can respond to it there if you like, if you just don't want to record your voice for some reason, but I would also love to have you in the show. So call in. That's the challenge. So the phone lines are open. Call in with your question, comment, or a response to this challenge. Also, you can always send an email to the show at trinitycontinuumairwaves@gmail.com. And we will put your ideas on the show. So that's going to about wrap it up for this episode. And I can't wait to see you and Starlight and the Deep in the next one.